You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What up? It's what your up, man, Chef, a.k.a. the Green-Eyed Monster, coming to you live from Royal Oak, Michigan. Got my boy Big C.
What up, though? Diddly, diddly, diddly D.
My girl Puss and Boots.
Hello.
She said,
I got nothing today.
We got to get you going. Yeah. You know,
y'all ain't let me bring no wine.
You don't need no wine.
I have a bottle of red.
I'll meet you in the hallway.
And we got on the one and twos, my boy Big E the Sniper.
Hey, the damn thing changed. What up, though? Peace, y'all.
And a special guest the way from Houston, Texas. My niece, Alex, say hi to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Alex.
Alex is so cool. She's like, what's up,
What up,
everybody?
Though? That was a serious radio voice.
Wait a minute.
What's up, everybody?
Okay, give us one more time.
Come on, one more time, Alex.
I said, what's up, everybody?
Turn the mic off. She fired already. She had one job.
All right, everybody. Well, back by popular demand. Well, I mean, we had a barrage of comments and calls on this one.
Yes, sir.
So we decided to do it. Part two, what we doing, Big C?
Side piece two.
After
New Year's, but there's no party.
After New Year's, but right. You ain't getting no party.
You just wasted a whole outfit.
The parties was over the weekend.
Now, ball might have dropped for him, though.
Right.
Oh yeah!
Not the ball drop.
The ball dropped.
About 2:30 in the morning.
Right. What's up, everybody?
Okay.
So here's the thing.
You might be a side piece
if you
if your man came by on January 2nd at 1:30 in the morning
saying Happy New Year.
With confetti in his hair.
With confetti in his hair.
Already lit. With the bottle more than half empty.
Right.
There we go.
With the bottle already half empty.
You can have that one last corner.
Right. Yeah.
To try to get you ready.
If he leaves confetti in your shower.
But he didn't come. After what time?
Until after 12 midnight.
That's right, because he had to work. He had to get the holiday pay.
Think about is the money.
Hey,
I forgot you were.
If it ain't about the money, miss me with it.
There you
go.
Let's go.
We got a list. We got any more lists?
I ain't got no list.
We ain't got nothing. We just chopping the head.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
Happy New Year, everybody.
So if your boo, Happy New Year to you.
Yes, Happy New Year. First show of the new year. We getting it in.
All right, this is the first show of the new year. We definitely want to, you know, kick it off live. We want to be a little crazy. Okay?
Yeah.
We want to be a little crazy, and we're going to give y'all a studio shot real quick.
Studio view.
That's my main man, Ryan.
Our engineer, Ryan.
Hey, what up, Big C.
Puss and Boots.
All right. Big E the Sniper.
What's up?
And that's our special guest.
Straight from Houston.
All right.
Engineer.
So we're doing big things in 2019.
Y'all keep posted now.
We got some plans for 2019.
That's right.
Yeah, so get ready.
We talking about doing stuff out of the studio, on location, come join us somewhere. We don't know where just yet.
But we taking this show Real men chopping it up for them. Get ready for it.
Come with your questions.
Why y'all looking at me?
Because Puss is a vision of loveliness today.
She got her, you know. She's like,
I don't know about y'all fellas, but Puss has got some good eye candy across the table.
Eye candy.
You know.
And I'm still single.
And if you want to hit her up on Facebook, I send
a
link.
I can't commit to a hairstyle, y'all. I ain't ready. I'm not even ready.
But the cutoff is 6'2".
Yeah, you can't be no shorter.
Look, she ain't
She you can't judge show. Me she, off of a preference.
6'2".
So now ain't no judging. I'm just saying.
You
six,
can't judge
two.
Me off of a preference.
So right? So puss be out. Puss be out there having the guy say, "I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller."
I dated somebody who was 6'4", 280 pounds. Changed my life.
There you go.
Because he put it down.
He put it down.
Y'all always get off subject.
He put it down.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh, wait
got
a
my
minute.
Boy Keith Fletcher online talking about is Puss single.
Is Puss single?
Yes.
What like
Mr. Fletcher.
Puss is single.
She's
yes,
single.
Mr. Fletcher.
She's single and ready to mingle.
I don't know if you're ready for the
hey,
Mac.
Hey, no. hey, but let him know she ain't no sappies, though. She ain't going out
no, ain't going
after the holidays.
Nah, Puss ain't no sappies.
Nah, she don't have sappies.
Yeah, she need all the holidays.
She's
all right. And look, at least see her early on the holiday.
Yeah, just see her.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
She got to be there before midnight.
Yeah, she got to be first. She got to be first. She just got to be first.
Nope.
I'm trying to help you over here.
So, Puss.
What are we talking about today?
So, side piece. So, did you have any side piece encounters?
Talking to somebody?
Yeah, I mean, did somebody try to make you into a side piece over the holidays?
Somebody always trying to make me into a damn side piece. That's the problem.
After that drinking she was doing last year, it was like,
yeah,
hey,
that
girl.
Was
kind of
ugly.
She was probably the side piece, the front piece, the back piece, and everything in between.
They was like, hey,
my friend at Delta saying she's outnumbered. Yeah, because Houston over there just chilling. She on her phone. She ain't trying to talk with us. She on her phone.
She just listening in. She want to be a part of the madness.
I got 25 bands on the Spades game, though.
You got 25 bands?
25.
Oh, don't even go there. Okay.
Oh, she over there playing Spades.
She over there.
She wanted them online. We got to do,
She playing Spades online. She over there playing Spades online.
All right.
And Renee, four times already.
What we kind of want to get into with the side piece part two, because we had a lot of people that wanted to call in and offer up, you know, their commentary on this issue.
Yeah, come on and call in.
So give us a call if you want to offer up.
Oh, what's the number?
248-579-5295. That's 248-579-5295. Call us with your comments, questions,
and general concerns.
If you don't know if you're a side piece, call us.
Let us help you out.
And we'll help you out. Now,
if you are a side piece and you're in a bad situation, call us. We'll help you out.
Yeah, call us if you are a side piece.
If you are a
bad
side piece,
situation.
If you're just not sure, call us.
Call us.
We'll help you out.
And if your stats is correct, Chef might make you a main piece.
Oh.
What the devil?
He said a two-piece and a biscuit.
The 2019 is our year. We going to get cuffed up.
That's right.
We going to
get
cuffed
up.
That's
right. Me and Puss getting cuffed in 2019.
I'm going to stop running.
Yeah,
I'm going to
stop
being a running man. Yes.
Okay, I'm taking applications.
You run to do
Chef is taking applications right now.
And ladies, you must be over 6'2 for the chef.
Statuesque.
Long leg.
Because I want to climb you.
Yes.
Oh,
The chef want to climb me in a second.
Put the babies asleep. This is not a PG show.
This is not a PG show, ladies and gentlemen.
No. What's going on?
Okay, we got the number up.
Okay, 248-579-5295. Give us a call.
I had to make sure I had the right number because last week I had the wrong number.
Wait a minute. I know some of your people calling in because,
okay, where my people at? Y'all wanted to call in. So, Kim, where you at,
Kim? Because I saw Kim's comment.
Kim was like, they getting on my nerves.
They getting on my nerves.
And
why?
She ain't ready.
Why?
Because
is Kim a side piece?
No, I hope Kim not no side piece.
You know what they say. Hit dogs holler.
Even if she is.
She ready.
Even if she is.
Hit dog holler.
Call in.
Call in and give us some opinion.
But look, though, in the meantime, though.
Call in.
I got hit up a couple times last week.
Yep, yep.
Right, from a couple ladies that I know.
You got a fan club.
Okay, I'll take that.
I'm just saying.
But I got hit up about being a side piece, right? And that they were knowingly side pieces,
right?
And that they didn't mind the situation because there was only a couple things they were trying to get out of it anyway.
Right.
Sometimes
it'd be financial.
Well,
yes,
I mean,
yes, it'd be,
know,
yeah, it'd it be financial sometimes.
It'd be. Did y'all know that there's a show out called Side Piece Side Chicks of Charlotte.
Yeah.
What?
You ever seen that? No. I
don't mind looking at that foolishness.
They hood-raz anyway. But anyway, it's a bunch of girls that are side chicks on this show. That are like...
Side piece and show.
But see, yes. Here's the thing
for me. They have
a
reality show.
Here's the thing for me, though.
Happy New Year.
I mean...
Happy New Year, baby.
It just is indicative of the sad state of affairs that we in out there.
Where's Lattimore?
That somebody would even accept that or either... you know, espouse to be that and feel okay with it. Like, you feel okay with just being a side piece.
Not sharing.
Ain't sharing nobody.
Not sharing the eggplant.
Chef don't share. Nope. Chef is selfish.
Yeah, nobody shares around here.
No, ain't nobody sharing.
Uh-uh. No.
Well, I mean, some folks are sharing, don't know it.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Now, I did talk to somebody.
All right.
She was right, real emotional about she was a sad piece and did not know she was a sad piece.
Mm-hmm.
And that's common.
Mm-hmm.
Because Absolutely. This person was consistent, and if the wife really don't pay a whole lot of attention, if the wife is just living, she getting all her needs met, and she really don't, you know, be paying too much attention to her husband, and as long as he's coming home every night
at the same time
2, 4, 8
he could be spending that whole day with that other woman.
It's probably backwards.
Just not know.
5, 2, 9, 5.
It's real backwards.
I'm gonna need you.
2, 4, 8.
Step up to the
right.
Mic.
When do you stop paying attention to your husband?
And I'm like, there's something going on where you don't know that your husband.
I'm gonna answer your comment.
Oh, go ahead.
No, but
she was saying that she did not know that she was a sad piece because he was consistent.
Right.
She saw him every day. They spoke every day. She could call him at any time. And a few months later, she found out that he had a family.
What up, though, Reg?
She had no
idea.
Let
the fellas know.
And
hey, we international again. We in Guadalajara, Mexico.
Yeah, so you see the show.
Guadalajara.
That's right, Joan. 248-579-5295.
What's the Blues Clues facts, Jamal? Give them to me.
Yeah, answer that question.
Answer your question, our new guest of the show tonight. People start not paying attention to their husband because life happens. Meaning, I watched a video one time called Marriage by Design. This has nothing to do with being a side piece, but in this video is Pastor Vody Bachman. It's a very good video. If you think about getting married, watch it. But he talked about how...
Wait a minute. Do we need the organ music?
He talked about how it's easy to lose sight of who you're sleeping next to every night because of careers, because mm-hmm. of the kids, because of the financial kids. Obligations and mm-hmm. things like that, True. To where you live this whole life for,
whole
say,
life.
10, 12 years, mm-hmm. and now the kids are gone. Y'all ain't got no more soccer practice, there. Football practice, mm-hmm. and you look over to, like, who are you?
I don't exactly. even know who you
And,
yep.
and
don't
when you stop paying attention to your spouse is when you stop dating them, when you that's stop right. taking them out, when you stop mm-hmm. treating them good. Mm-hmm. And that's how side pieces and other things creep in, because now we just got to the point where we have financial obligations to each other. I'm going to pay the car. No, you're going to pay this. You're going to pay that.
Right.
We're going to keep it moving. I got to take the boys to practice. You got to take the girls to cheerleading.
But that's the problem. That's the problem. Nothing in life worth having is easy. So if you want a successful relationship, then you have to work at it.
Absolutely.
Every day. And the day that you stop working at it is the time you make that decision.
But when you
don't care about your relationship.
You have to realize that that doesn't happen on a day. You don't make that decision.
Right. Yeah,
it creeps in.
Because you get into a routine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
And then sex start getting scheduled. Here, are you free Wednesday? I'm free before 12.
I think we can schedule sex.
Is there effective communication? Is there effective communication once that disconnect happens? Like, y'all feel the difference?
It depends, because it creeps. Like you said, it creeps in so tough to where you like I said, you wake up one day, notice like, damn, who are you?
That sounds like an excuse. You can either defer to a side piece or defer to how to fix it.
You lose yourself being focused on day to day. Exactly what you said.
It's like a lobster in a pot boiler.
Right.
Well, see, this is part of the problem too, is because we've another show probably to hit on. We have elevated this whole financial status over everything else.
Right. Yeah.
So it's all about the big cars, the big houses, the money in the bank, the Louis bags, all of this stuff. And so if I'm out there grinding to keep that for you and keep it happy, then something's going to give eventually. And unfortunately, we got away from, and that's one thing that I really do appreciate about my beloved wife in heaven, is that, you know, we looked at each other. Yeah, we wanted those things.
Right.
But if we had to live in a cardboard box up under the freeway, we still would have been happy.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
We still would have been at the end of the day, you know, and you know, the Delta life.
Yeah.
Okay. Some nights I was working till 11:30 at night. Okay. She come home from the hospital and she's sitting on the couch. I wouldn't get home till like 12:30. She'd be like, hey, what do you want to do? Well, there's this burger joint that's open, you know, till 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. Right. You want to go? Yeah, let's go. So
that's
taking those
effort.
Little
stuff.
Right,
that's
called effort. Right.
Yep,
taking those
effort.
Little moments.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sitting on the couch watching TV. We was right. Game of Thrones marathon, everything.
Right. Yeah.
But see, yeah. Once
but
again,
you made that conscious effort.
You make that conscious right. effort. You know,
but you have to do it. So, but the thing of it is, it's like a lot of times how this happens is that slips, right? And instead of like maybe every other day, every 2 days, it's like every week, every 2 weeks,
every month
or so,
right.
because you get wrapped up in what you're doing.
Yeah.
You get tired. You come home and you don't feel like dealing with nothing. You have a couple hard days or whatever. Hold on. Don't shake your face because this is what happens.
I'm just saying it's a partnership.
No,
at the end
wait.
Of the day.
Hold on. Right. Now. Because uh-huh. what happens is one person, the most dissatisfied partner, they'll come back to their partner and say, hey, you know what? Things are shaky right now. This is how I'm feeling. This is not cool. We need to fix it. But now you're talking about creatures of habit and being set in your ways. That's when things get messed up. And it ain't just the man. It happens whether it's a man or a woman. One of the people will be just about fine with the situation enough to where they don't want to really have to change anything that they're doing because that requires a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the person that's left out in the cold is generally the one that starts going elsewhere. And it's not always that honest because people are seldom that honest with themselves.
The sniper is dropping the knowledge.
Unfortunate.
Long range.
No,
that's
it's really
unfortunate.
Unfortunate
reality.
It's really unfortunate.
The sniper right. is dropping the long range bombs here.
Now, one of my friends, Darius, said that the woman didn't stop paying attention because she had a side piece too.
Hey, there you go. That could be true.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Can't be mad.
Because I've seen couples that be like, hey, you do what you want to do as long as you don't bring it to the house.
As long as I don't find out. I've heard that.
Yeah,
so
as long as you don't bring it
times.
To the house.
As long as I don't find out.
But see.
That's what Honeybee said.
But see, like,
Ray, don't bring the road home with you.
You talking about?
You talking about the movie?
Ray.
The movie.
Catch
yeah,
up. It's
Ray.
All right. Catch up. Come on now.
Come on.
Oh,
now.
This Ray.
Hey, Ryan. Can you run down to the party so we get a bottle, of, a little small shooters of wine.
A bottle of Ripple. We need a bottle of Ripple for Puss here.
We need Puss to catch up.
Set that thing on autopilot. Help her out of it.
You want a little sip of this?
Long show.
Hey, she's like. Hey, Puss is like. What?
He put a little that Tito's in there. You don't want that.
He's like what?
You don't want none of that.
It's Spike. Wow. Spike my burners.
It's Spear.
No,
no,
you on probation.
Yeah, you're
wow.
on probation.
Yeah.
But see, here's my other thing, though.
Probation.
This kind of kills me when you said that, like, some people don't know that they're side pieces.
They don't know.
No,
once again, I'm telling you, Kenesha Lomax, okay? She had verified GPS on my ass, okay?
That's because your wife actually liked you.
If,
not love.
What up,
she
though,
liked
Lusty?
You.
Yeah.
If there's a like,
if
is it worth love?
If a female came within, you know, a half a mile.
Right.
Okay, looking, going, hey, she might be at the job. She'd be like, hey, what you over there doing? Nothing.
You got cameras on me? I'm being punked.
Like, you got a whole GPS. You know?
He was being punked.
You know?
It's a whole GPS.
But I loved it, you know?
Right.
Hey, keep me in line,
but you know,
baby.
But you know what,
like
though, I
your
think
wife was paying attention.
She was paying attention.
But see, here's the thing, too. Here's why she was paying attention, because your relationship was built on the foundation of paying attention, on the foundation of the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these relationships out here now ain't built on nothing, but I need some financial assistance. I need insurance.
I just want the fancy win. I just want the nice ring.
It takes two, so you know what you're giving.
Right,
you know
but what I'm saying, I'm not saying it don't take two. What I'm saying is, if you don't build a relationship on nothing but material things, then that it takes two ain't going to even fall into play.
Some people just want the fancy ring. Some people just want
Charlie
the bomb-ass wedding.
Yeah, they want a $30,000 wedding, a $20,000 ring, and they married 5 days.
And they married 5 days, so they can show off.
So they can show off, and that's it.
It's the Kardashian effect.
That's all y'all talking about, is the wedding day.
We just had irreconcilable differences. In 5 days?
That's right.
He finally proposed.
Hey,
that's
right. I forgot. Breaking news.
What?
Breaking news. Tony Braxton and Birdman have called it quits.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what she saw in the.
How do you date a man
and want to be with a man that kisses other men?
Yeah. How you date a man that kisses other men?
I don't care if he say Lil Wayne is his son or not. I got two sons.
I got
and the last time I kissed them was when they was like 2 years old.
Yes, yeah.
After two, it was like, He went, hey, Dad, give me. Well, man, get out of here. Go do some push-ups or something.
You know,
you know, well, Lil Wayne, 35, Birdman kids. That's my son. I love him.
You know? Yeah.
On the lips.
On the lips.
On the lips.
And I do it again. Put some respect on his name. You better put some respect on it.
Better put some respect on them lips.
I see. Okay, here's another problem.
Okay.
What's another problem?
That women and men have in relationships.
What?
When y'all have problems, don't go to work or don't go around your friends or somebody who else is
sleeping. Yes. Side piece is patrolling.
No, really? It ain't the side piece. That's the work husband, work wife.
Wait a minute, puss. Say that one more time.
The work husband.
Telling your problems to single people at your job.
Wow.
People that you just know. Because that side piece going to be like, oh, really? So she's not doing what?
Wow.
She going to come at you like that.
Low-key, been there, done that.
So you mean to tell me I need to go to work and start telling her I got problems even though I ain't it's got called, none? No. I'm like, give me one.
If you get...
It's called culling the weak one from the flock.
Yes. Don't ever go to nobody broken. Don't do it.
Okay. Because they out there patrolling, right?
Yeah, they're going to become exactly everything that your spouse isn't at that particular
time. That's how you get their work husband.
You know,
work
my wife don't hurt. I had one.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
I had a work husband, and he had a whole wife.
Do tell. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So how did you do that?
He approached me like he was a broken man. She did this to
and
me.
What'd you say?
We separated.
So
we
did you mend
other.
Him in the stairwell at work?
No, whoa. I did not. Mend him.
Healing.
And that's healing, how you get caught
the
up.
The
they
healing
come,
hands
they,
of puss.
He go, you know what? Oh. I'm going to need to stay out of my...
Puss has skills, okay?
In the stairwell. This is not an emergency, is it?
A stairwell.
First of all, there was not a staircase at this place.
Oh, in the elevator, you push the stop button?
Why everything always
or
got
in the office?
On? Can you get can the engineer
elevator up,
y'all?
Down?
Can I get
up, up down? Down? Elevator up, up and down.
Elevator up and down. Elevator up and down.
See what I'm talking
is
about?
Is that what you
Houston?
Houston, we have a problem.
Were you the predecessor of?
I wasn't trying because he wasn't my type at the particular. I was just a listening ear.
Well, he must have been some.
No. It took a minute.
A listening ear.
It took a minute. All right,
he was station break. He was listening this is brought to ear, you huh? by Pure Leaf, raspberry flavored tea, Lipton.
This is brought to you by Ice House.
With a little something.
This show is brought to you by Ice Mountain, because clearly when you bring wine to the studio, you have to go see human resources after the fact.
That's right. By the way, HR will be seeing you after the show. You know,
my portion of the show is brought to you by me. I ain't sharing my glory with nobody.
Hey, that's Snoop.
You understand? Snoop. Deep East, y'all.
Okay. This is my style.
But I think, Push, you don't kind of chimed in on something I want to kind of expand on. Why is it that the single person looks unattractive, but the married person or the catch is the one that's attractive out here? I'm asking from a female's point of view.
Once I find out you married, you're not attractive
not
to
you.
Me. You talk,
not
well, I
you,
don't know.
But I'm just
because
saying.
Because a lot of people still, like what we talked about last week, some people don't want the responsibility. He go home to his wife. They
that's
don't
right.
want the responsibility.
So you just want the dirty
some
D.
Women can turn off their emotion. They can sleep with you. They can let you, they can go
for
out
a,
with you,
for
get
a, minute.
A couple of dollars.
For
no,
a minute.
I know some hardcore women that can just.
For a
alone.
Minute. As soon as they go, woo, woo, woo.
Can you woo woo woo?
Then the next thing you know, they calling you from the bathroom. Get back in here and get some more of this blackberry cobbler.
Come on, Ray. I want some more of this blackberry cobbler for you, baby.
All right, we got okay, go ahead, chime in.
I want to chime in.
Okay.
I think that people are attracted to things that they cannot have, and unfortunately, we just have just forgotten about discipline. So we don't treat it as something you can't have anymore. It's like, all right, I can have a side piece and my wife at home, but it's still attractive because this is someone who understands responsibility. They understand commitment. They understand consistency. And I want that. And someone else has it.
Well, they don't understand commitment because they don't mess around with
it. Well, I mean,
if they don't, the average single person
who's attracted
married
to the
people
person
and people
in relationships
should
want,
not
have
let themselves
what's
be
up, Ms. T and Nicole?
And that comment is
chosen.
Brought to you by Houston.
No,
respect
Jones, sorry, no red wine
what
tonight. We're having a Mexican drink, tequila.
We're having Verner's.
To our,
what's up, Carmella? The way from Florida. I see you, baby.
What up, bro?
What up?
My friend, look what he said. Hey, Kevin Trezvant.
Kevin what?
Kevin Trezvant. Is he kin to Ralph?
I hope not. He needs some sensitivity.
Face murder.
I'm gonna need you to get on beat. I'm gonna need you to get on beat.
Whatever.
Okay, listen, my friend Black says sad chicks are the shit.
You know what?
Sad chicks are the what?
He said sad chicks the shit.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
A sad chick will
always get her feelings. Well, in some cases, she's going to get her somebody, a man or a female.
Face murder.
Might be a sad piece if on the day after New Year's, he brings you the empty bottle from the New Year's Eve party. Just thought of that.
Not the empty bottle.
Look what you could have had.
Yeah. Look what you could have had. Now, but wait a minute. You might be a sad piece if you don't get a call until January 2nd.
You are a sad piece.
Between 6 a.m. and 6:05 a.m.
Yeah,
that's right.
You are a sad piece.
Yeah, to set up that time for later when he can actually meet you.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
After work. Yeah. Got to get the holiday pay.
I got to get my money.
You got
to.
Cliff been working since Thanksgiving.
Now, where are these people that wanted to call in?
We ain't got no pause.
248-579-5295.
My friend Pam told Black to shut up talking about sad pieces. Is that deal? No, they're not.
No.
Why not? They serve a purpose.
What's the purpose that they serve?
What you think?
Y'all killing me.
They do.
Yes. This is every week.
You talking about grown folks out here. This grown folks business.
Yeah, that's grown.
Everybody making choices. So obviously they serve a purpose.
That's not grown.
Why ain't it?
Because you don't know responsibility. People who go for a side chick is lazy. If that's the case, you wouldn't have pimps and hoes out here.
I don't know about
all that. Lazy. Insecure. And cowardice. They can't tell their woman or their man that they don't want them anymore. And they go to the next man that feels like the grass is green.
This is Angela Davis Jr.
She came in with
ridiculous. Y'all making all these excuses from Houston. No, we ain't making no excuses. This is real life.
And you just getting out here. So, you know.
How old are you again?
I am 27. You're 30.
Cut the mic off. I'm 27. Hey, I'm like Jake now. You got more time in the unit. You got your life all together.
Ain't got your life all together.
And yet we are in the same relationship status.
You know?
Unmarried.
Yeah, we is.
Well, hey, so listen, it doesn't matter. Listen. Before you go that far, marriage is not the gold standard of relationships.
I'm not saying that it is.
I'm just saying it takes a lot
of sacrifice and compromise, something that we're all too unfamiliar with. But things are handed to us now, so we ain't trying to work for nothing like a successful relationship
anymore. But when you look at, here's the thing, though, because everything you look at on TV.
When I got a side piece right there.
Everything you look at on TV don't even promote marriages. It promote, you can step out on your marriage.
I can point at all the issues everywhere, but I have to look at what I am doing in that process.
And that's the whole part of the show.
People
I love to control the media just like anybody else who wants to advance the Black race, but unfortunately we do not. So we have to look in ourselves and see what we're doing.
Cut the mic, man.
Hey, she's trying to make our show a real show. Like, we ain't having fun. Time out, man.
We ain't going political.
We ain't going political.
If y'all ain't real men chopping it up, then take me off this mic then.
Cut the mic. Cut the mic. Sit back and listen.
Go back to your spade game. Go back to your spade game.
One of my Facebook friends, his name is Kibo. I hope I'm pronouncing. He said, it's a man's nature to have multiple women until his sunset year.
Sunset year. Wow.
It is not a man's nature.
I can't agree with that, bro.
I can't agree with that, bro. No. Tell me that's a whack comment. And that's the reason
why. And that's a cowardly comment.
That's the cowardice that she's talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's still...
You have to at least make allowances for the cultural thing and the choices thing, because some cultures it's okay.
Yep,
you go over there and they have rules in place to dictate how you treat your women if you're going to have more than one. Like a lot of guys out here, they'll have one chick here, she'll be struggling, another chick over there, she's struggling. He's just taking what he wants from everybody, and he don't have no responsibility, nobody.
at least in the cultures where they accept polygamy, they say, okay, you can have a woman. You can have two women. You can have five. But they all better be living right.
And
you better take care of them. Because if you're abusing one, you can't have none.
No, you're off.
No, you're off. You're off.
Give her a mic back. Give her a mic back.
We good.
Kill me.
And then
I'll.
Yeah. No. We ain't getting no pad, okay?
we gonna keep this
show a little lighthearted.
Okay,
we
let me try see.
To get
Wait
too
a
serious.
Hold on.
My
friend Darius says, ask if the other party has any accountability in their mate going to a side piece, like not fulfilling a role or expectations in the relationship. That's a true. Okay, that's real.
Yeah,
let's chop it up on that. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do for your spouse. And you're having this conversation. I'll use myself as an example. The relationship that I was in and I spoke about last week. And I would constantly have this conversation. We weren't married. Wasn't even thinking about marriage. However, we're in this relationship. And I'm constantly telling you what we're lacking. I'm asking you, what do you need from me? Mm-hmm. He told me everything was fine. I'm like, but from my end, I'm not getting anything. If you're constantly having this conversation mm-hmm. and the other party is not listening,
it's time to move on.
Then
so
what?
Why not
so
just
that
leave?
That makes it real open.
So
and
why
you
not just
leave?
I mean, if you're not
right.
married,
you're
then like, yeah.
Right.
Because you know what you want. You know what you're willing to deal with. If you're not willing to deal with that, then it's time to go.
But I mean, it's like the old saying goes, two wrongs don't make a right.
That's true,
okay.
too. But, so, okay, we being real, though.
So if you're
so
not
you actually,
getting fulfilled,
right?
Okay, mm-hmm. then it's incumbent upon you. Go after what you want. Go after what you know.
Ain't that what I had said I had did.
Ain't that what I had said that I had did.
Okay, but you saying just leave altogether. But what about the people that are in the situations they can't just walk out? What if you marry and you just can't walk out of the relationship?
It's called divorce.
But we between
but you know a lot of people ain't gonna get divorced.
Like
especially they've been together some years because now
they start
counting that money.
That's why the side piece can step in and proliferate then because see they not gonna make the move if my wife is not providing the needs and meeting the needs or your husband ain't providing me then there's remedies you go through steps say hey we sit down we talk. We counsel. We go. And then if we can't have a meeting of the minds and it's still that disconnect, why am I going to waste the rest of my life trying to fight with you and then sneak around out here?
Makes sense.
It don't make no sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But we got people out there that's still trying to live in the same household. They hear their spouses crying out for help.
They're doing it for the
but
kids.
But it's still in okay, yeah. Okay, some of
the
them are staying for their children. Okay, yeah. That's true too.
Okay,
so
are you ready
around.
Not to fight with the host now? We don't fight with the host out here, so.
Do you feel as if
I think. Are you intimidated by her point of view?
No.
It seems like.
No, I'm not. She is my niece, and she will respect her elders.
You know, so. You can't throw that out there on her. Like
yeah, right.
When the mic is on. This is the relationship that we have.
When the mic is on,
her daddy is he'll come in here and regulate shop. So. Cut the mic on, Ryan. All right, come on.
Go ahead and say it, Niecy Poo.
Thank you, beloved host.
I love you.
Mm-hmm. Love you.
You just reneged, but go ahead.
You know,
I did not.
You all in her game.
I know, you sitting up here playing a game.
I just wanted to see where her attention really was.
My
you
friend
don't have
Pam
a comment
says
on this
that men or women with sad pieces are selfish. Just stay single and stay a hoe.
Everybody wants to know who this is. This is my niece from, hold on, let's see. This is my niece from Houston, Texas.
Thank you, Pam.
Say hello.
Houston in the building.
Houston in the building. And don't worry about y'all. Don't worry about this. It's all love.
It's all love.
This is
no problem.
This is how we get down. So,
yep.
Don't start none. Won't be none.
I'm not easily offended.
It might be some, but
at all.
It's okay. She said she got this.
Hey, no, because I just when we get home, you know, she I just slide some of that limoncello her way and okay. Knock her out.
Okay.
Telling family secrets now. Telling family secrets.
Putting it all out.
That's intense.
Next time we shall have limoncellos in the studio.
Oh, and when the next batch get made, because my brother makes a homemade batch
what
of limoncello.
Is limoncello.
Oh,
you can't have none.
Oh, okay.
One sip, just heat goes.
I put it to you like this. It's an easy recipe. You just take lemons.
What's the main alcohol in it?
See, that's why
grain alcohol.
That's why she can't
190 proof.
That's why she can't have none.
Grain,
Everclear.
That's why she can't have none.
I'll be on my neck.
But by the time it mellows down, you can't even feel it. But it will once it gets in the chest.
Because it's always there.
Yeah, it's always there.
She can't have none.
She can't have none.
I can't. No, I'm just gonna. I'm gonna bow out.
But let me tell you something.
Hold on. That number is 248-579-5295. That's 248-579-5295.
Everybody saying my
call in if you got.
Everybody saying my niece is so. Okay. Pretty. That's right. We got good genes, okay? Yeah, that's right. Chef got good genes.
Y'all saying
Lomax genes.
My friend said, so y'all just going to gloss over
the what?
Over the fact that I just said that, you know.
What?
What?
If you got a sad piece, you selfish. And
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't hear that. We were segueing.
We agree.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Agree.
That's what she was just saying.
No, right. We agree.
Oh, okay. They agree, Pam.
We agree.
She's a little sensitive.
Tell Pam to call in here.
Pam, yeah, Pam, this ain't about you.
Yeah, Pam.
About you, Pam.
Well, she is entitled to her opinion.
She is very much entitled, everybody.
You know?
So we need some callers. We need somebody to call in.
That's why we did this show a second time. Get some call-ins.
Right.
Hey, look. Call or don't call. She'll be all right.
Hey, yeah, I know because it's rolling good. This is some good stuff. I like
no
where we're going
now.
With this.
Yeah.
We're going to do what we do.
Because, see, here's the thing. It's like, all right, if you got side pieces around and everybody, then nobody really wants to put in the work. Nobody wants to make the commitment.
Phone call.
There we go. We got a caller.
Who this?
Who's this?
Caller,
you're on the air.
Say the number. Okay.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Kastana.
Kastana.
What up, though?
Who is Kastana?
That's my girl.
That's your girl?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Go ahead.
I've been listening to you guys for a couple of weeks now.
What you think about the show?
I love it.
There we go. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Chop. You still can't come on, though.
We got some show lovers out here.
What's your comment, baby? I got a free small McDonald's fry for
you. Wow. No way. You're so silly. So you're talking about side pieces, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So my ex-husband had a few that I found, right? And so I wondered why he wouldn't hang with them, you know, leave.
Right.
But he was like, it's not that I'm not happy at home. I'm like, well, obviously you are if you have multiple women you're talking to,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So ultimately, I had to leave.
Right.
So
that's right. And that's the choice you made.
So did he ever give you another reason? Can you say when he was happy at home? Did he ever say anything? So he just selfish?
No reason. No, just he didn't care.
So then he
had the nerve to text me a couple of weeks ago talking about he feel all alone.
Yeah.
I'm like, good, I'm not.
Where them hoes at?
Where them hoes at?
But I don't care that much.
You shouldn't.
I'm happy.
Right.
You know. But
we happy, you happy, sis.
Them hoes ain't for emotional fulfillment, though.
I'm sorry, guys. Y'all can't hear the lady. The caller's on the phone. You have to download.
Podcast Detroit. Yeah.
Podcast Detroit. And look for Studio One.
That's right.
You have to listen to it through the podcast.
You can't catch the old shows on iTunes. If you're on the app, you go live. We're going live from Studio One.
Hey, what's up, Bird?
Now her.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you for your comment, Kastanza.
Thank you, sweetheart. All right.
It's Kastana, not Kastanza.
He didn't even have a reason.
She don't know. She wasn't on Seinfeld.
Kastanza.
That ain't Kastanza.
Kastana. Dude, we call her Kastanza.
Hold on, no, man. Brought to you by
Pure Leaf. With a little something in it.
With a little something in it.
Brought to you by Pure Dirty Leaf.
Pure Leaf, right.
Hey, she understand.
Kastanza.
I love her. She had a pretty voice, though. What she look like?
Oh, my God. Every show is about finding him a woman.
I'm just saying. You know?
I can't stand
I'm just saying. Hey, look. I know you ain't talking.
Every show.
I know you ain't talking. Mister, I got a boo. All cuffed up, in love.
Ain't nothing wrong with being cuffed.
No, sir. I don't have a boo.
You got a woman.
Yes, sir. Get it together.
Ain't nothing wrong with a cuff.
Between the cuff brothers. All this relationship.
Hey, look. Me and Puss are on a mission for 2019.
Me too.
I know. Y'all out never. What about you?
Ryan is married.
Oh, Ryan is. Oh, wait. You ain't
seen
nothing.
Hey, look here.
You've been drinking too much.
Ryan got a woman that's way over town. That's good for him. You understand?
Way over town. Yeah. That's good for him.
She give me love. She give me love.
You ain't catching him. Listen here. If everybody listening, please, could you send a bottle of red wine to the studio?
Puss and Boots. Please report to HR. Puss and Boots.
For drug testing.
In my inbox, seriously, on Facebook. Like, Puss, you okay? I'm like, dang, I don't never drink. And I have some fun between my birthdays.
Yeah, between your birthdays.
Yeah, you can.
How many birthdays you got?
I have one. But you, I celebrated my all month.
Who's on like five birthdays?
But like what she was saying, now dude had five.
And he wasn't happy with none of them. Giving community penis and wasn't at home satisfied.
Why you being so technical about
community?
It?
You see, he was. Just giving it. Dropping dick off. Penis? You want me to say that?
Well,
dropping
thank
dick
you.
Off.
Just call it what it is. This is real me.
You realize that was a top 40 song.
Dropping dick.
It was.
Dropping dick
off. Is the dick in a box?
Dropping dick off. Dropping that dick off. I'm dropping dick off. Oh, I'm dropping dick off.
Oh, Lord. Y'all are a mess, boy.
Ryan, go on YouTube and look for the little Duval's I'm dropping dick off.
Okay. This show is brought to you by Little Duval. Dropping dick off.
Dropping dick off.
Brandy Johnson, the topic tonight is Side Piece 2.
Part 2 is January 2nd.
January 2nd.
Today is your day.
Hey, but wait, you know you got to do a 3.
What?
You know what's coming up next?
What's coming up next?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
Yes. That's a whole mess.
Yeah. Early Valentine's Day. How you know you're a sad piece? If he bring you a basket off of Greenfield and Grand River from the U-Haul truck on February 15th, when it's half off, you're a sad piece.
Hold on. Because Finkel and Wyoming got the cheap ones.
Yeah. So go got to be Grand River and Greenfield.
A red, a white, or a pink bearer.
And
a nice little box of chocolate.
Right. Yeah.
You a whole sad piece.
Yeah. He got all that for CVS with his discounts.
If you get a bouquet of roses from Kroger's on February 16th, and he forgot to take the half off tag off,
right,
you
a sad exactly.
You a side
piece. You are a whole sad piece.
You a sad piece. That's
right.
You know that's real when you say it twice. You gotta say it twice.
But don't don't be inconsiterate. Say thank you because he didn't have to buy nothing.
He didn't have to buy nothing at all.
I got a question, Puss.
Okay, what's the question?
So the people with side pieces, since they can't talk at work,
I just saw.
Can
that.
They talk to their friends? Should they be able to talk about it at all?
They do have rules.
Is there side piece rules? Enlighten me, dear brother. Enlighten me about the side piece rules.
What are the rules?
See, you wasn't here for the last show when we told you the side piece signals.
I believe I asked for an overview.
Yeah, there's Cliff got a whole plethora of signals that. That you supposed to, what were the,
stay away.
That's what I'm saying. That's how with my main piece.
If you with the dude and you call his phone and your number pop up as scam likely,
you are a side piece.
Know your role.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will say this, there are upgrade opportunities. I've seen side pieces get upgraded now.
Absolutely.
Side pieces are getting upgraded. They getting ringed.
Look, if the dude you mess, ladies, if you're a side piece and the dude that you messing around with don't have the balls to let you know what the situation really is, you don't have to follow no rules because he lying anyway, right? You at least got to know what's happening. Yeah. You know what's happening. Right.
Hey,
you don't,
he came with that shot from 750 yards
I'm just saying because you can't.
He just sorted the game right there. He just sorted the game.
I'm just saying because that's what happens.
Yeah, you got to lay the rules down.
Dude be out there getting mad because, you know, baby girl calling him at all kind of times or whatever, and she don't know that she competing for time with the main piece.
Right. Hey, you're going to have a side piece. You got to let him know the rules. You got
to be out there.
You got to bring form 1025 so she can sign here, here, and here.
This guy right here. I swear.
An initial here.
And the other thing is, they
got duplicate. With carbon copies.
There you go.
Everybody get a copy. Now, there are professional guys that get out here.
The original must
be notarized. And they tell the woman right up front, hey, look, I got a wife at home. I'm not leaving my wife for you. Either you on board or you're not.
But you know what they hear?
I got a chance. I got a chance. That's right.
I hate
right.
your face. Mm-hmm. I got a chance. I hate that look you give me.
That don't mean nothing. Oh, you ain't had this.
I gotta do.
It never worked.
And then the next thing you know what's happening? The side piece is going to the pole dancing class.
They're
going to take the twerk academy.
Possible.
You know, she's going to try to do the splits on him. You know?
That ain't
going
to do nothing. Like this.
Because again, he ain't leaving his wife.
He ain't leaving his wife.
No. Nope.
See, here's the problem with
but
a lot.
But he being honest,
now,
though.
Now, this goes across the board. This goes across the board. And this is serious. Real talk.
Real talk.
See, that's the thing. That's why women get into trouble that they get into. Because y'all ain't listening. He already told you what the ground rules was. And he for real about what he's saying.
Fridays.
You're not going to change
it. 6 a.m.
Okay.
To 6:05 a.m. is your time to call.
It's your time. That's the ground rules. I ain't kissing you on the lips. That's the ground rules. Okay? He already done told you, but y'all be sitting there like,
plotting.
I got a chance.
I got a chance. Mm-hmm.
See? Y'all got to start listening.
I got a cousin that was like that.
Y'all got to start listening because he's telling you right off the bat, like, look, look, I'm telling you, I'm going to come over here. I'm going to hit it. I'm going to smack it up for about a half hour, and then I'm out.
Look, as long as the answer ain't no, no.
And he can answer.
You got a chance.
And they train these women so they can answer the phone when his wife called while you laying right there. That's messed up. So they didn't train you so that, hold on, be quiet for a second. This the wife calling. Have a whole conversation
with
family.
You know what? But whose fault is that?
But you know what? It's the side piece
fault. You know what's not cool about that? Because if a dude is the side piece, and he with the chick, then she got a man, and her man called, he know not to say nothing. He will sit there and be quiet as a church mouse.
He is absolutely correct.
You want to know why? Because you're laying there thinking about what we just did.
I ain't got time to say nothing.
Nothing.
Go on and talk to that nigga. Hurry you better go home.
Hurry up.
Hey, look.
He hoping that man said, hey, baby.
I'm on my way.
Hey, wait a minute. Nah, he ain't got to say nothing because I'm in the refrigerator making me a sandwich.
What up, Doc?
Butt naked.
Right. You want some breakfast?
You know, you want some breakfast?
Want some eggs?
Want some breakfast?
Right.
Not breakfast. You know.
I didn't just put in some work. I need to replenish.
Right.
You know?
That turned me on to hear you talk to your dude on the phone. Yeah, talk to him.
Yeah talk to him.
Matter of fact, talk to him while I'm smacking him from behind. Like, you know?
Hey, what you doing? Nothing.
Right. And look.
I wish I could see the face on these.
No, I got to answer. It might be a job.
Don't even have a. Right.
Give her, as soon as she answers the phone, give her the dick. What you doing?
Sing the song, Ed.
What song?
I'm dropping
dick off. Dropping dick off. Dropping
Ryan,
his dick off.
Ryan gonna be at home listening to this song.
Oh, no.
Y'all gonna have Ryan over here listening to this
Ryan,
song.
Hey, Ryan gonna tell his wife, hey, come here for a second.
Like,
this is what I'm about to do to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. Matter of fact, when I walk through the door, you better be bent over, butt naked, and
I ain't got that much
baby,
time.
Baby, I got 15 minutes.
I ain't got that much time.
I got 15 minutes.
I'm about to drop it off in your shorts right now.
I need 7.5 of them. I need 7.5 of them.
This your uncle.
She already know.
I hear my uncle talk like this.
Who uncle?
Really?
My uncle.
Now you're going to try to play
a little too much. It's
I don't want to run the risk of getting my mic cut off again.
Ryan finger like this. He's twitching it like this.
Just say word.
Say one more.
Waiting for the signal. Not the side piece signal.
Still our side piece. Yeah. That's a stay away.
All right, we still want some more callers. 248-579-5295.
I
want
to hear from a guy. I want a guy to call in.
I don't want to call nobody out.
Because the guy ain't giving up the game.
We already talked about why he ain't calling in. Because he laying in bed like,
I guess you got to go home. He said, my wife and family too expensive. He's like, hell no, I ain't going no goddamn
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
No. He's smart.
I ain't going no goddamn way.
He's smart.
Mm-hmm. No matter what he's doing out there in the streets.
Low-key, if you want a side piece, just make your main boo your side piece. That's all I'm saying. You want to cheat with your main boo.
Now, see, I like
that. You know what I'm saying? Cheat with your main boo.
Cheat with your main boo.
She got to be game for that, though. Everybody got to be, like she said earlier, on the same exact page.
Look, ladies.
That's why we need to start building relationships more.
Take a twerking class.
I know I'm going to take me a pole class. I can't wait. I'm going to take me a pole class.
We already saw what you do.
Yeah, we already saw what you do.
That was in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking news.
My bell broke.
There is a video. Reports are that there is a video out there of Puss and Boots.
Ricky Leon, my man, peace, y'all.
This is like Hancock. We have that on video. We have that.
We do have that on video. I don't know what you're talking about.
There is a video of
Look, 2018. We'll circle back to that.
We got a call.
What's up, caller? You're on the air.
Remember, if you want to listen. Oh,
who it is?
Who it is?
Hey, how's it going?
Who it is?
This is Jamal.
You don't know your name, brother?
Jamal, he was thinking of an appropriate name.
Yeah, don't worry, Jamal.
I think this is my favorite names friend, Jamal. All
right, Jamal, what's up, bro?
Let's Jamal, what you got to say?
The names of the callers have been changed to protect the innocent.
I think you lied, Corey.
What up, okay. guys? Let's see what he got to say.
Let's go.
Communication and lack thereof, period. It's all side chicks, side dudes. It will always generate from lack of communication in your relationship.
True that. Lack of communication, and you have to open the door.
Well, that's what Niecy Pooh said.
Most people disagree with her.
She got the heart for you. Niecy Pooh got the heart for you.
Yeah. Hey,
that's from a dude, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Jamal, are you single or married?
I'm not single. Okay. And I'm not married, but I'm in a relationship.
You in a relationship.
Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. Is she sitting right next to you?
Is she there?
Are you in the refrigerator making a sandwich?
right now.
Will you be using this phrase in the morning? Hey, baby, want some breakfast?
You want some juice?
Will you be using that phrase in the morning?
Yeah. You want some breakfast? You
want
some juice?
Fist.
Some juice?
Serious relationships are based off of communication, and most people are going to get judged off the things that they like, and that's why the side chick or the side dude come into play. Because they can be more open and feel like they're not judged because there's no strings attached, and they don't care, and then it's just a bunch of bullshit after that, pretty much.
All right, Jamal, thank you very much for your comment. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Jamal.
Spread the word. Tell them all to listen to the show.
Another caller. What's up? You on the air?
We'll give you the sign.
Hold on, Shahid.
Who?
It's Kibo Shahid. What's going on?
Kibo Shahid.
Now, look, with that name, now I know this is going
to
be good.
What's up, Kibo?
Hey, I'm 100 with mine, man. But you know, I'm going to be 100 with this one.
Okay.
Now, listen to me. I love her. Uh-huh. I love her to death.
Uh-huh.
All right. There's some shit that I ain't mean to cuss.
We cuss on this show.
Oh, I'm good?
Yeah, you good.
Oh, okay. it's some shit that I just ain't dealing with. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I ain't leaving this motherfucker because I got, four cars, 2 houses. She take me to the cleaners. But not only that, though, but I still love her. But let me ask you this. Because I love her, do I not supposed to have desire for other women? Because if I don't supposed to have it, why do I have it?
How are you comparing desires to having a whole side piece? You can't have another woman
and you got a wife.
Your name really Keyboard, your name Pookie Bear.
Damn.
Yeah, right.
We we not accepting that.
You sound a little like Pretty Tony here.
He sounds like unmet potential.
Let me tell you, puss is, you know, the hairs on the back of her neck now stood up right now.
I was expecting something prolific from you.
So basically, you just letting us know right off grip.
He being real.
Why is he got to
Let me ask you this question. If you got desires for other women, right? You got this whole wife at home. You got these two houses, these cars, and all that stuff. You know she'll take you to the cleaners. Then why don't you do like I suggested in the last couple shows that you, if you're going to cheat or you think you got desire for other women, why don't you just make that a part of what you do with your wife? Like tell her, hey, meet me at this spot right here. We're going to have a one-night stand. Or meet me at the bar. I'm going to act like I don't know you. Or put this wig on. You're going to be scandalicious from the strip club tonight.
Scandalicious. I'm going to steal that name. I'm going to get that put on a t-shirt.
Because I know who she is. I know what she's about. I know. You know what I mean? And I know her character down pat. Like, I don't like it. I've been with her for 25 years. You know what I'm saying?
So what you're telling me is you done kind of got bored with her.
Yeah.
Okay. You saying yeah? Oh, damn.
Yeah.
But see, he ain't going to leave.
But you know what?
But he ain't going to leave.
That's real talk.
So you're saying in your relationship, based off of your financial issues and the kids, you know that if you divorce your wife or she divorces you, she gonna wipe you clean. So you're gonna stay. But did she have any idea that you tipping?
Have you had this talk?
Did she know?
I have a very intelligent wife. She's far from
so cool. She's supposed to. So did she know? No, did you tell her? Ain't about intelligence.
I don't put in her face. I don't like. Yeah, you know. I make sure I'm not around with friends and family where they can see it. But she ain't no motherfucker fool. It's like I ain't no damn fool.
So do you think she got a side?
So has she ever confronted you about this?
Wait.
You know what I mean? We won.
But do you think she got a side piece too? That's why y'all either one of y'all don't care.
You know what, bro? I'm a very beautiful woman. I wouldn't doubt that she do. But I don't look for it. I don't question it. Because she knows. I'm sure she knows that I do.
So let me ask you this question. This is going to be the question that's going to determine she got a side piece. Has she been to Jamaica by herself in the last 6 months? Because, you know, Dexter St. Jock is walking down the beach. Yeah,
right.
With swinging his dick.
Dudes in Jamaica and the Bahamas, they shit roll out like this.
All right, man. Thanks, K-Bo. All right, man.
Chopping it up.
Hey, but you know what, though?
Roll out.
But you know what, though? I'm not mad at his honesty.
No, I'm not mad at honesty. I appreciate the honesty.
Look, Houston, I'm not saying he right.
This is what you're dealing with.
Both of them has probably the 25 years.
For
I know
the people,
and drifted apart.
For the people that could not hear the caller, a married man just called in. Mm-hmm. He admitted that he's been with his wife for 25 years. He's bored with her.
Yeah.
He says because of financial reasons and the kids, he's not going to leave his wife.
However, the relationship is spicy.
And he said he knows what type of woman she is. He knows that she's not going to be game for, you know,
game for the extra. She don't want to play around.
So he just, he's got side pieces, and he just keeps his home away from his wife.
You got to keep
straight up and down.
She's straight up and down. 2 years, 25 years, whatever, you got to keep reinventing it.
Right.
You know, you got to keep on.
You got to be creative.
Now, this is one thing that I'm a huge proponent of, because now, at my church, we were part of...
He said threesome. What's that, threesome?
They're proponent.
Proponent. One, two, yeah, there you go.
Brought to you by
raspberry iced tea with a little additive. But I'm a huge proponent. Okay, at my church, we were part of marriage ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have marriage retreats.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And at the marriage retreats, we talked about. But we talked about stuff like that.
We talked about, and we did things to talk about.
You got to keep your stuff going 24/7 nonstop. And it's between you and your mate. Okay? Like me and my wife, we would be out of town some days and, you know, we go to the sex shop, just look around, be like, hey, baby, you like that right there? Oh, I ain't never thought about that, but I try it for you. Be like, well bet, you know?
Right.
But it was cool because, you know.
Cliff uncomfortable
he
now.
He had his own account at Lover's Lane.
Right.
I know you ain't talking.
Ain't nothing wrong with going to Lover's Lane getting some stuff.
All lace and satin, 25% off until Saturday.
You got to look at our family, though. You got to look at our family. Your parents have been together for how many years?
All latex items.
Yeah, 60-something years.
Exactly, which is a rarity. Yeah. All right, now the problem I have with our last caller is that he wasn't even sure of himself or what he was doing. Y'all are proud of his honesty, but he was not honest with his woman.
What's your first name?
Yeah, we never got that answer, Kibo. We never got got that answer. Ladies and gentlemen,
ladies and gentlemen, when she come in town, we have become a circle, right? We got the chef. You got the Pied Piper, you got Puss in Boots, you got the Long Sniper, and now we have Dr. Alex.
Yeah, we have Dr. Alex all the way
relationship
this
guru.
Is my niece.
And her facial expressions are
niece.
Real. Okay, Kibo is back. He said, what's the question? The question is, does your wife know? Does she know that you
she
no
said,
longer
I
find
don't
her
know
desirable?
She got a side piece. I don't
does she know that
you
you're
know
no longer, that she's no longer
look,
desirable to you?
He may
you
not know.
Does she know that you're going outside of the marriage to be fulfilled? Those are the questions that we're trying to fill in those blanks.
She probably
at.
Do know.
No, how has you going to say she probably know? He making no. an assumption without even saying
wait, wait, wait.
We
want to
know what has a conversation
we got a
been
comment.
Had.
I got a comment.
Got a comment.
Okay.
Comment from Brandy Johnson on my page. She says, women have to be willing to reinvent things because there is that side piece waiting for the fallout.
And that's real talk, too, y'all. Seriously. For the ladies, I mean, most.
But you know what, though? I don't want to put it all on the ladies, though.
We're not putting it all on the ladies.
We both got to reinvent ourselves.
Right,
because
right.
It's unfair to say that I got a side piece because it's your fault.
Right.
Right.
But
what she's saying is
true. He said something, too, that I can't get down with.
What's up, brother?
You know, when he was talking about it, he said, well, I'm just attracted to other women. That's always going to be a given.
That's his personal.
But no,
but he's
here's
giving
the thing.
Into it, though.
Exactly.
That's
the
problem.
Here's the thing. As beautiful as my wife was and everything that my wife did for me, you know, Halle Berry could have come walking down the street. I'm still going to notice Halle.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm not because that's the nature of, and you're going to notice, you know, Idris Elba, Denzel, or whoever you're looking at. Look at
him. Yep.
I'm sorry, Push just checked out. He said,
hey, Push just checked out when I said that name.
She just said, hallelujah.
You need a tissue?
Am I pregnant?
Are you praying?
I just might.
You need a tissue?
I just might.
TMI.
You asked.
This nasty.
What up, bro? Just get it in, brother. Chopping it up. You got to come to the D and chop it up with him.
I'm always prepared to help my friends.
There you go.
Ew.
But what I'm saying is,
it's only slightly used.
Always going to be there because hey, that
Ryan,
is a part of human nature.
Ryan, you got to clean her mic after.
I don't know what y'all so irritated.
But that's a part of human nature. Yeah. I'm gonna see it. Just like I might look across the table at Puss and say, Puss, man, you're fine, but
thank you, boo.
Not,
you
know,
is too, boo.
But you know, I mean, hey.
Cliff right. keep trying to kick me off the side of the table.
I don't know. Like, I don't know after that video with the eggplant. I don't know. I'm kind of like.
I had to let it be known. I am strictly
eggplant.
Go on and say it.
But what I'm saying
Parmesan.
Is, long story short, you always going to face that. But why not man up? Why not just say, you know what?
It ain't me this time. It ain't me. It ain't me.
It's empty cup. It's empty cup, so we good.
Okay, he came back. He says, okay, yes, you know, because I don't touch her like I used to. She has told me she knows I love her, but I'm bored with
her. No, that ain't love.
That's
that ain't love.
Love.
That's toleration.
Kibo.
That ain't love.
You, yeah,
5 minutes. We got 5 minutes. Man, this show went by.
Right.
There you go.
We need 2 hours.
Yeah, I think at least in 2019, 30. We want to take a poll with y'all because we're thinking about expanding the show, you know, because the hour kind of goes by just a little bit too fast. So if y'all think y'all can roll with us for
right,
an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Let us know. Okay,
yeah, we need longer.
Serious business.
Yeah, it's real serious, right?
Right quick. I had a couple of comments. This one is from my friend Daphne. It says, "It has to be mutual to reinvent the intimacy. You can't be afraid or ashamed to try and do different things with your mate." I'll also say that you have to be strong enough and brave enough and honest enough with your mate to tell him what you really need.
Yeah.
Right? If you like your butthole played with, you need to tell your mate that.
If you want, look.
If you like to suck toes or something like that, you need to let your baby know. Because if you don't tell them, they won't know.
Hey,
and you'll be sitting around.
Real talk, I had a girl tell me.
With somebody.
She blows spit bubbles up my butthole. I was like, ooh, wait a minute. No,
hold on. But I know he did it. He did it, though.
You're darn sure.
He did it, though.
Hold on. We got 5 minutes left. We go.
And
we're everybody,
not about to waste these 5 minutes talking
disturbing.
About somebody's
everybody,
fitness and somebody's asshole. Ew.
Get your
what
phone,
you mean?
Get your phones together.
It happened.
Get your phones together.
All right. Since we got 5 minutes left, we're going to let our visiting doctor of love, Dr. Alex, close us out. We're going to turn the cameras on her.
Yeah, we're giving you the close out.
Damn.
Dr. Alex, what is your final thought of this sad piece?
You're made famous, dear.
Do it.
This is Dr. Alex right now.
You had a lot to say before now.
Uh-huh.
Reach your potential. Reach your potential. Do not be a side piece, whether you are a male or a female.
Yes.
Know your worth and quit playing around with everybody, including yourself.
Exactly.
Quit playing with yourself. That's all, that's all I got to say. Know yourself.
When she said quit playing with yourself, she's talking about like emotionally and stuff like that. Because you can play with yourself. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Wait,
don't
wait.
Play with yourself.
Right, because when she said
that. Thank you for the clarity.
Yeah, we need clarity.
Wait, because when she said that, she was moving the mic like, quit playing with yourself.
Okay. The real men knew what I meant. And the women.
That's who we are. Real men chopping it up.
They saw that. Real men chopping it up.
Mr. Chop. I be talking about some people. Let me get at you, Doc. No.
Who?
No. Kibo. Mr. I love
that. Kibo, don't bring it now.
Oh,
turn
hell
Turn your camera back on you.
Tell Kibo, calm down. He really don't want to bring it because he get destroyed.
Hey, look here, Kibo. An hour of meeting this young lady, you don't want none of that.
Kibo, she will destroy you.
It's all love, Kibo. But please, you and your wife need to have a discussion.
Hey, let everybody know about our iTunes thing and all that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to wrap it up right now.
If you want to check
us out after the show, you can always find us on iTunes under Podcast Detroit, Real Men Chopping It Up.
Yes, sir.
You can look for us on the Podcast Detroit app. Search in the episode archives, and you can see previous shows.
Yes, sir.
We want to thank y'all. We're going to take this to the next level.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for checking us out.
Look for more from Real Men Chopping It Up. Peace out.
Peace out.
We out here.
Boom. We out.